I would like. Can I please have your attention? I'd like to thank Rabbi Lichtenstein for his drasha. I'd like again to welcome and to thank all the Rosh Yeshiva administrators, faculty members who have come to participate in our Chanukah Chagiga. Last winter, our Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Belkin, was honored by the Rabbinical Council of America at their convention. On that occasion, the Rav praised Rav Belkin as personifying all the aspects of a chaver, of a true friend, as defined by the Rambam. The Rav said that he is a chaver l'toeles, a useful friend. His door is always open to come in, sit down, and talk with him. He is a chaver l'da'aga, a sympathetic friend. One can speak to him about one's personal worries and problems. And he is a chaver l'deya, a knowledgeable friend, a talmid chacham, and an excellent magid shir. The Rav's relation to Rav Belkin is that of k'nei l'cha chaver. Our relation, however, is that of asei l'cha rav, and it is in this vein that I wish to introduce him. On another occasion, the Rav said that the three kelim in the Mishkan, which according to the Ramban and the Ibn Ezra, are directly connected with hashras hashlina, namely the aron, the shulchan, and the menorah, these three kelim also represent three qualities of a gadol b'Yisrael. The aron represents tznius. The luchos were hidden within it. Gadol Yisrael have a masorah from Moshe Rabbeinu not to reveal their full greatness. They have a spirit of anifus and of modesty, a spirit of extraordinary midos and menschlichkeit, which Dr. Belkin has always displayed. The shulchan represents hashpa, represents influence, shulchan se melo melech, represents involvement in communal affairs in tzorchei tzibur. Dr. Belkin is being honored this year on the occasion of his 25th year as president of the institution, which has had a great and powerful influence on the Jewish community both in America and abroad. Lastly, and most importantly on Chanukah, the menorah symbolizes harbotzas haTorah, kiner mitzvah v'Torah or. This is Rav Belkin in his role as Rosh HaYeshiva, recognizing the primacy of Torah study and the importance of yeshiva above any other branch of the university. It is rare that a man has one of these qualities. Rav Belkin has acquired all three. Thus, it is in this spirit, as an aron in his personal midos, as a shulchan in his role as president, and basically as a menorah, as Rosh HaYeshiva, that I introduce Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rav Shmuel Belkin to address us.
Chaverim, Rosh HaYeshiva, Daily of Gaining Yisrael, and Talmidei HaYeshiva. When I speak about the Rosh HaYeshiva as Chaverim, I mean it in the full sense of the term. Though you know it or not, they are my Chaverim. And my office has been open to them under all circumstances. Now, Mr. Abrams, the director, knows that if I come to the yeshiva at 9 o'clock, the first question I ask, are the shum attended or the students there? Because my main interest is yeshiva. This is my life. I'm sorry that I can't call you Talmidim, because I don't see a shir anymore. I used to say shurim for 15 years, but today it's impossible. And I say to me, the yeshiva is the most important part, not as Mr. Miller said it so beautifully, your president. The yeshiva is the most important part of the university, but the yeshiva is an independent school which is a part of nothing. The yeshiva in itself is the centrality of the entire university. And I remind myself But I once heard from the Chofetz Chaim. I was a student of the Chofetz Chaim. And I remind myself of it because I've never seen a good interpretation as well as the Chofetz Chaim in his own modesty interpreted it. You know, there's a Mishnah in Pei, and they all repeat it, not doubting it, every day, every day. Everything is mentioned, all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Then it says, Talmud Torah k'neged kulam. Talmud Torah. You know how the English translation is, and Torah equals them all. And I was once in the Chofetz Chaim, and I was 14 years of age at that time, and I heard from the Chofetz Chaim a simple mashal. This mashal was, when Napoleon was a king, was an emperor, and there was a deserter in the army. And the deserter disappeared for 2 years. Then I came back, and repeating the Lashon of Chofetz Chaim, he said to the emperor, to Napoleon, Adena Melech, I deserted because I had many duties. I left a wife, and I left children, and I have been responsible for the support, and I left the army to take care of my own family. And I wish you should pardon me for deserting. So Napoleon answered him, I pardon you, but you'll never be a general. Talmud Torah, Knegat Kulam, you can observe every mitzvah in the Torah. But you can't become a Talmud Chochem without learning, without studying the Torah. And Torah means the centrality of Torah learning is the most important part of Judaism, whatever Torah learning throughout the ages. So I say to you today, I came here tonight to convey one message, that the learning of Torah is the most important part. I always looked upon yeshiva in a different concept. I looked upon yeshiva as a geometrical figure, which is a central point, and from that point many lines are drawn. But there must be a center, there must be a central part. And that central part, if the center is there, then many lines can be drawn. You can be a scientist, you can be a mathematician, you can be interested in the humanic studies, medicine and law. But once you take away that central figure which is in the middle and just search for externalism, then I think nothing is worthwhile. And the yeshiva is the center here. I want you to know, this is how I feel, this is how I lived, this is how I taught, and I hope and pray the yeshiva will continue in the same manner for hundreds of years to come. The president, Mr. Miller, came to me a few weeks ago, and said to me, very innocent, I love this boy, don't you know that? I do. He and I think somebody else, I think it was Jack Benton came with you, wasn't it? Jack, two boys from the yeshiva, and said, what's about adding more courses to the yeshiva? You learn Talmud, and Gemara. Why not have some courses here? Courses in Marayadus, courses of philosophy, maybe courses of some Jewish theology, whatever it may be, so we can split it, you know, give you a package. You have one course here, one course there, one course there, and then maybe we'll understand Judaism better. This was what happened. And my answer was, I didn't answer, because this I've gone through and I understand it. I understand it sincerely, it's done with great sincerity. Because this peasant's a wonderful boy, and the peasants of yeshiva itself, all of them, have been wonderful boys since I remember. I thought, what is the answer? My answer, as I was thinking about a great deal, we can make the yeshiva a nice theological seminary. As Dr. Soloveitchik and I have been discussing it for so many years. Well, you get a course in Jewish theology, you get a course in Jewish philosophy, we'll give you a course in Jewish ethics, we'll give you a lecture, our shiur will give a lecture in Gemara. You'll just synthesize the whole business, it's so beautiful, and you become great Jews. Great Jews, but you wouldn't be. I want you to know that. You wouldn't be. The answer is, I speak in terms of Mishle, in Tvakshana Kakesev. First of all, it's Tvakshana. You have to want some, Bakashi. You have to want some learning. You come at main Tapeshara and search, you will search, come at main precious things. All starving years Hashem Das Kim Timtso. Now let me give you an illustration. You can go in to the best jewel store in the United States. You can go into Tiffany and buy a wonderful ring and pay $1,000 for it. But what you paid, that is all you have, but nothing else. You pay dollar for dollar. But I saw men who work in the mines and they search and they dig and dig and dig and they dig. And the gold and the silver and the diamonds, which come originally, are very rough, not pleasant, not beautiful. But the more you search, the more you find, the more you search, the more you find. In the long run, you'll find out you'll discover more than everything made to order for you. I say yeshiva has one great idea, and this has been the yeshiva, not nowadays, the yeshivas in which we have learned, all those yeshivas, this is the yeshiva that our Avraham have learned, not to make anything to order in Tafashana. Chafebo, chafebo, the kulabo, search, search. And it's not finished. We can't give you a finished product. You have to search yourself. And the more you learn, and the more you dig, the more you'll find out. My office is in the fifth floor of the yeshiva, and every day I look at the Gadasma library, which is built today, and I look up and it looks so unfinished. And I watch brick upon brick as it's put. And I look and look and look, and the architect told me it's 50% finished, 60, 70, 80, and they say in a couple of months over 90. Judaism, Torah learning, is putting brick upon brick. We can't give you a finished building. We can't give you a finished Jewish of life. We tell you, you dig, you build, put brick upon another, build your home, and as you go out, you'll discover there's a beautiful Torah building for you. A beautiful Torah environment for you. But if you expect that we can give you everything while you are here, I say to you, no. The interior and all the embellishment and all the aesthetic values will come later. But as long as you are in the yeshiva, the more you learn, the more you build, the more you put brick upon brick, the greater you will be. And I have had the privilege, together with Dr. Soloveitchik and the late Travis Shafkirch in Sarajevo, we merely represented the Rosh Yeshivas. We are, isn't it? We signed smichas. We merely represented the Rosh Yeshivas, not us. I found that all of them made the same complaints. Men they graduated, and God bless them, they developed homes, and their families, their children, almost their grandchildren, come back to yeshiva. Because yeshiva is a different philosophy. And if you watch this, be concerned with this philosophy, that we can't give you any polish. We can't give you a finished material, but we expose you to certain Torah experiences, and then you build your own village. Then you'll find out that Judaism and Torah learning can survive in America. I listened to Rabbi Lichtenstein, and I wanted to talk on the same subject too, after all it's Hanukkah. What idea of Nisim, the Ness, which happened, it almost reminds me, when I said, reminded me of a famous Chassidish Rebbe who said, Akeya Megillah and Afreya Leyotza. So I'm more Megillah. So I don't remember which Rebbe said, I think the Kotzke Rebbe said, Akeya Megillah and Afreya, what happened before, which doesn't relate to creativity or life itself of today, Leyotza. This is not the answer. We must see the nest. It which relates to ourselves day to day. I think it was now, we do fine. I came late. I came late and I listened to what Rabbi Lichtenstein said. But here's a very wonderful thought to consider, think about. They say Hanukkah is a yontif. And you must have mentioned the Maimon in Shabbos, everyone knows it. My Hanukkah. You know my Hanukkah? It's the same like a Rebbe says in saying Ashir, what does Abaye mean? My Hanukkah. They say my Hanukkah to give you an answer. Give the answer what is Hanukkah. My Hanukkah. What does this mean? What is the idea here? What is the Gemara in Pesachim? What is the Gemara in Shabbos? What is the Mesichta? What is it? So the Gemara says, I don't want to speak too long, that when the Hashmonaim, after the war, and they came back to the Beis HaMikdash, they found just one Kibbutz, they to examine and search the Lemotzola Pach Shemen. You find a little jar of oil, you know, the Meneira needed oil, and needed oil which was never contaminated. And that oil normally should have lasted for one day, and then there was a miracle, it lasted for 8 days. This is the best Chanukah, the Gemara, and everybody. Manya, let me ask you something. Isn't it, if you think about it, for the next Chanukah, here is something which is the most unusual thing in the world. Normally and naturally, a Pach HaShemen could last one day. And I'm going into Samanics. It lasted 8 days. What is it? It's contrary to the law of nature, isn't it? According to the law of nature, if you have Pach HaShemen, which lasts one day, cannot last 8 days. So whoever saw that nest, it was a nest nigla. It was a nest nigla. Everybody saw something which is contrary to nature. Kriyas Yamsuf was a nest nigla. It came with all the apologetics the Jews, the Goyishka Jews and Jews make about Kriyas Yamsuf. There's no explanation. A young over Yonis, a young Tisilva Ochel. There was a partition and the Jews passed by that yam. It was contrary to the law of nature. Contrary to the law of nature. That is a nest in the full sense of the term. Contrary to the law of nature. The man in the Midbar was contrary to the law of nature. Food comes from the earth, it doesn't come from heaven. And God for 40 years, mind you, has created that miracle for the Jews that man comes from heaven for 40 years. This is an es nigla. It's a change in the physical structure of the universe. So the Rambam, the Gemara in Psochim, and the Rambam interprets it, and so does Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. I saw you learn Psochim, most of you. I know you have learned. I saw Rav Nivo, I think it was Rosh Nivo, Erev Shabbos, is that where Dresh washes? And the Gemara enumerates the things. Enumerates the man, the caches, the Mati Shol, Atzor Beshia, I think, many things. So the Ram says, mind you, the Ram in Me'en Aruchim, and Rabbi Yehuda Halevi in Kuzari, says God stipulated nature in advance. God is the creator. God created the world, the physical world. As Rashi says, I know it's a beautiful Rashi, no midrash for it, I search for it, Kenei Shamayim Va'oret. And Avram said it, so Rashi says, is that Kenei Shamayim Va'oret because he created it, by creation, he accepted kinyonim. Like umim kinyonim b'shua kele, there's another idea, when you are the creator, it belongs to you. Now, so mind you, this is the most greatest miracles. This is the miracles that the non-Jewish world understands very well. Non-Jewish world understands very well. They search for physical miracles. And we believe 100%, without any question, all the Nisim, the Nis Niglo, which appears, was predestined by God to change nature as a gift to man. But still, when we come to Hanukkah and we come to Purim, we don't mention the necessary change or the physical structure of the universe. But they say, Sheosa Nisim Vayom Ha'im Vizman Hazeh. The Yom Ha'im, and what is the Nes? Well, it's a nest. It is a nest. But it happens. Sometimes a cholosh can take care of a giver. Name Yaterim. Why shouldn't a tummy also be able to take care of the tummy? All the nisim mentioned, which we say, our nisim lapuk lagvus, are not nisim which are nisim a nest negro. But as the sages say, the Rambam, Bamban, that is a nest nister. Which the difference between a nest nister and a nest negro is, a nest negro, you came by atheist, literal atheist, not believing anything. But you get a shock. You see, nature changes itself. The Pach HaShemen, it can last for one day, and suddenly, something happens, it lasts for 8 days. You, for that moment alone, you're very shocked and think maybe there's a God, maybe there is fate, maybe there's a money. But it's a very short period. It lasts for a while, and then it's forgotten. But there's another nest, Then that's a different darkness. First you have to believe in God. First you have to have money. First you have to believe in Netzach Yisrael. When you believe in it, you see the Ness. And this is the Ness, this is what you call the Ness Nistra, because Ness Nistra is not a change in the physical part of the universe. The Ness Nistra relates to you personally. It's the perpetual Ness. Joshua Nisim are saying by Yom Ha'im Ubazman Hazeh. You see the same Ness. The Yom Ha'im and the same Ness you see every day in your life. And I say to you, my friends, Talmidi, and I address myself particularly to Talmidi, to your Talmidi, I see the Ness of Jewish survival, of Torah survival every day in my life. I say, Bizman Hazeh, every day as I come to the yeshiva. I've been in the yeshiva 35 years. 35 years, my friend. I started to say a shir in 1936, which is almost, I think, 36, Mr. Davis, or 35. Well, you know better. You came before I did. 35. When I came to the yeshiva, there were 100 students here. 100 students. And the students came from homes. The parents forced them to come to the yeshiva. Forced them. When I come to the yeshiva, I see in the yeshiva itself, right here, in this campus, 1,500 students learn Torah. I say, you can make her anisim, bezman hazeh. That's the most important part. Shos nisim yom vayim, bezman hazeh. Say, it's a nes nistra, and a perpetual nes, and that is the nes. And therefore, as the Ramban says in one place, we don't say that God is one who created the universe, which is also a miracle. Also a miracle. But I say, Nechel Hashem Elokecha Asher Yetzeitzo Eretz Mitzrayim. Yesterday to be a slave in Egypt. Yesterday to be Memches Shaar Tumah. And tomorrow be able to stand in Mount Sinai, at outside, and accept a divine Torah, which was heard by every Jew, particularly the Anecha Hashem, according to all the Gersos from the Chulte. Anecha Hashem, everybody heard. That is a miracle of Jewish survival. Not long ago, when Jews were about to be completely destroyed by Hitler, and next day there's a state of Israel, that is a miracle. It's a perpetual miracle. 6 days' war is a perpetual miracle. But the most important part is in the Six-Day War that I spoke to people who have been there. The Rabbi Lifshitz just came from Israel and the rest. And I know that people were so inspired during the 6 days. But I asked yesterday somebody else, you were inspired during the 6 days, you were a case of Malawi, and you felt so elevated. How do you feel today? He said, you have forgotten it a little bit. You have forgotten 6 days, and 6 days are 6 days. And I say to you, it's not 6 days, it's thousands of years old. Tanecha Hashem Elokecha Shatzeisa Esra Me'at Mitzrayim. This is the next midi. Vayom Ma'im Uvizman Hazeh. This is the most important part. And I say to you, as Talmidim of Yeshiva, the most important part for you is to have divine optimism. Emunah. And Judaism will not survive in America by causes. It will not survive in America by capsules. It will not survive in America by giving you a finished product. It will not survive by giving you a Tiffany ring. The survival of Judaism in America will depend on you. If you want to learn and study and study and search and search. Chafeibo, the Kulebo. And this is how you become Talmid Chachamim. And this is how you become Neter. And this is the perpetual nest. It started since the Jewish nation has been developed and called the Jewish nation since the days of Avraham Avinu. And that philosophy, since I see it very seldom, and I must speak practically to you, this is my philosophy of yeshiva. And I hope you are here, you follow the same idea, and may God bless you all. Thank you very much.
I'd like to thank. May I have your attention, please? I would like to thank our Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Belkin, for his inspiring words. I'm now going to turn over to the Chagiga, to the Odishama band, and to the Chagig committee, which has arranged food. And you're welcome to stay. There's room here for Rikudim. And on behalf of the SOY, EMC student councils, and JSS student councils, to wish you all a happy Hanukkah.